Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome in, friendos. It is the three-hour edition, the weekend show of In This League, right here on Sports Grid. It's Bogman. It's Welch. It's you. Hi, you. How are you? Are you good? You?
Are you good?
Are you? They didn't answer.
Are we good? Are you turning into Marin again?
Oh,
hey,
that was,
folks. Yeah, welcome in. Go grab that guitar, Welch.
That was a Marin moment. I have my guitar right over there. You know what I miss? I miss phone calls. I kind of miss phone. I miss people. I haven't been around people in a long time, so I think I might miss people.
Wow. Okay, first of all, something I never thought I'd hear you say.
I mean,
say
not like that much. Like, it's one of those things, Boggs, where it would be like, you know, oh, this is fun, and then 20 minutes later, I'd be like, I gotta go.
I've had enough. This 20 minutes was good.
That was good.
Yeah, exactly. It's funny. I was listening to Neil Brennan, and he was talking about, someone asked him, like, how long do you think until people are crappy with each other again? He's like, the second day that everyone's let out.
Absolutely.
He's like the first day everyone's gonna be like, you know what, that's fine, this guy cut me off, but he hasn't been driving for a while, it's probably nothing, you know. Next day, road rage, you know, that's just how it goes.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, I forgot to tell you about this. I never told you about this. You know, so like, going into grocery stores is like a whole thing, obviously. Still, it's becoming less of a thing, but it was much more of a thing some weeks back. And I was at a Fry's one day, and there was this lady, I remember she was like, I was in part of the aisle, she was in another, and she was trying to do something, and I was like, oh, do you need help with that? Because I'm tall. And she was like, oh, thanks so much. And we ended up talking for a minute. It was like natural conversation, though she's one of those people that immediately started telling me too much. And I was just like,
yeah,
okay. Like,
having surgery tomorrow.
You should go have a friend. No, yep. She's just like going in on stuff. And I'm like, I'm just going to help you grab those pickles. But that's cool. So then I was like, oh, that was
pickles. She's like, yeah, I hate Jews. You're like, what?
What?
What is happening here?
Yeah, that's. Thank you for dropping that here,
Bogman. My God.
That wasn't exactly what I was going for, what she did, but it's just a little too much. So then I was like, oh, that's nice. You know, I forget, like, we can occasionally do nice things even anytime, but especially things going on right now. So I'm at a Whole Foods, and this is like a week later than that. And this has now been like 2 or 3 weeks. And
you can't get over it.
It's not even that good. It's just like ridiculous. So I had done that. So I was like, oh, if I see somebody that ever needs help grabbing stuff, you know, because shelves are all weird now. So I'm walking down this aisle, and I just kind of glance, and there's this girl that's like looking up at the top aisle, and she's short. She's like 5 foot maybe.
Right.
And I don't really get a good look.
I tower over her. That's how short she is.
Because she kind of does like a little jump to look up. And I don't really pay attention to her or anything like that. I just can't see the jump. So I kind of walk over, and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll be nice and try to help. And I get closer, and I'm sitting right next to her, and she is absolutely smoking hot. Like crazy smoking hot. All the things jiggle. She's an Instagram model. She is 100% an Instagram model. Everything is fake on her. And I didn't notice from the first jump. So I walk over to step over, and she jumps again, like full on jump. And she has certain assets that move a lot when she does that. Not just the asset, but the other upper assets.
I got all
moving around, and she does it right in front of me. She just does a big jump. And I go, I'm like, and I kind of laugh. I'm like, do you need any help? And then she just looks over. She goes, no, I'm just looking to see what they have. And I'm like, all right. And I mean, she turns to me. She
knows exactly what she's doing. I mean, come on.
And I turn around, and there's a dude just staring at me. And he kind of gives me the like eyes and face type of look. Like, you think so, buddy? And I was like,
you got to help her.
And I give her the eyes, and I give him the eyes. And I'm like, no, I'm just trying to help. Like, we did this all through eye contact. I was like, no, I was just trying to be nice and help her. I didn't know that she was an absolute smoke show, and guaranteed she has OnlyFans. I guarantee she had an OnlyFans.
We should get the name.
But then I was a little upset, because then you know, she walked by me like three times in the Whole Foods, and she never like gave me an acknowledgement of like, oh, hey, I remember you. And I was just like, oh, okay, that's it. Our time together. That's all you remember. So I was a little disappointed.
Smoke shows don't care. Yeah. So
a little disappointed. Don't care. Yeah, I was a little bit disappointed.
Whatever. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is, man. So,
well, hey, look, man, we've had a lot of adventures in grocery stores because we opened up the Thursday show with me, you know, just kind of spouting off about my grocery store experience and, you know, having to lift the litter. I would rather have had yours.
This is what radio is now, by the way. Like, all the only adventures any of us have are grocery stores, and every episode starts with like, well, it's a deal, you know.
Well, I used to work at a grocery store, so I have plenty of grocery store stories as well, plus you know, a big incident 15-20 years after I quit working at the grocery store, basically. You know, the guy said the thing to me, and then I said the thing to him on our secret show.
Yeah, on our secret show. It's a great moment. I completely forgot about that too, because it was one of those. It's the that Whole Foods, though. I really could do a whole podcast about that Whole Foods, because it's the same. I also told a story on the secret show about a do you remember the similar really good looking person who like chased me down, but then I can't talk about
remember.
I really can't talk about it on here, but like all the and it's like a really nice part of Phoenix. It's kind of like the second biggest Whole Foods. The one over by you in Scottsdale, over by Mayo, is kind of the big one, but this is like, you know, the big toity one, because it's in downtown Phoenix and kind of the rich area of the Esplanade corporate wise and athletes are there all the freaking time. It's the hub of like athletes and models, and there's a gym right next to it, so it's just crazy one. And every time I walk in there, because, you know, you go to, let me tell you something, you guys are probably on, I don't need to tell you the experience of the type of people you see when you walk into your Walmarts and stuff. you are just kind of blown back a minute when you walk into a Whole Foods right now, because you're like, there's people that still look like this. Like, these people only exist with tokens. Like, I didn't know these people were real. Like, that's what ends up happening. It's a really weird experience.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, people have made the dumb, you know, like Thor memes. It's you're either coming out of quarantine like this, and it's like rip shredded Thor, or like this, and it's fat Thor, who's, you know, ice cream is running through his veins and all that stuff. And I'm like, I was like, well, I mean, this is my before and after Thor picture right here. I've always been that guy. Quarantine ripped. I know that.
I've had a few moments of maybe looking a little of the other Thorish, but still, mine would have been like sickly Thor. Like the last time I was really skinny, I looked good because I'm tall, and when I lose weight, it looks good. But I was looking sickly because I was sick. I had a gallbladder that was completely failing on me, and I just couldn't eat. So I was like slowly wasting away. And then guess what? Here's a tip. When that happens and then it ultimately has to be removed or you die and then you can eat again, you do. You eat lots. You eat all the things.
You got to make up for that lost time. Well,
I did.
I'm right there with you.
I made up for a lot.
I mean, last time I was in really good shape was like, I was like 22. I was living in like my first apartment with my roommate and everything. And I was just like, I'm going to lose some weight. And I just quit eating so much. And I lost a ton of weight. I got down to like a pinch of fat in my stomach. Like I was wearing a medium shirt at one point. And then after that,
now it's a grip. You know, it's a grip of fat.
Oh my, it'd be like putting a condom on a watermelon right now. If I tried to get it in a medium shirt, I'd look like Fat Hulk. So it would just be a bad idea. And then I got in, like the last time I actually got in shape was like 10 years ago when my buddy got married and I was his best man. I lost like 40 pounds to get in those pictures. But since then, I haven't done anything important, so I have zoomed past those 40 pounds I lost and added a little bit more.
Yeah, you'd think during this time, I know there are motivated people out there, and you'd think there'd be maybe even more motivation, and I've dabbled with it. You know, there was this one day during this quarantine where I went for a run, and I
wasn't gonna do it for real.
Yeah, but like I one day went for like a full-on run. And then early on, we would take a lot of walks, so it's getting a lot hotter here in Arizona, but I don't know. It comes back to that way down where you're just like, nah, like I'll just sit here and eat these Cheez-Its. That sounds better.
Have you had this during the quarantine yet where you're sitting and you're like, I'm not really hungry, but I feel like eating something.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is something we struggle with every day anyway, But my problem with that is during the quarantine, I've never told myself no, not once. You know, it's been like, ah, I'm hungry. All right, I'll get up and get something, you know, because I have stuff in my refrigerator and my pantry, which I normally don't have stuff. That's why I don't have stuff in my refrigerator or pantry often, because I, you know, just a complete lack of willpower.
My office, I have the junk. I hide the junk food in my office right now because my kids can't see it. And guess what? They never see it because I just eat it because it's right here. And I'm just like, oh, look, I got a box of Cheez-Its right over there. And it's like, well, you know, you should have it just in case the Cheez-It run happens and we run out of Cheez-Its. We want to make sure we got stuff. That's
important.
I
have a couple filing cabinets right around my desk, and I definitely have one drawer that's just for crappy food, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm sitting here and I have it out, you know, it's one of those things where you're watching TV, you're working on the computer, whatever you're doing, and you'll just, like, unconsciously grab something out of that package and shove it in your mouth. You're like, oh, yeah, another cracker. That's good. So I'll put them in the filing cabinet so they're literally out of arm's reach. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I had my first moment the other day, too, where I've gone so long without wearing, like, adult clothes that you wear for adulting that yesterday I was like, oh, crap, I got to jump on a Zoom call. I'm like, I better wear a polo. I should put on not basketball shorts, too. And I put on just, like, what I might wear to my work for the first time. And then I'm not doing that today. And I was like, nah, I'm good now. I still need that anymore.
The story about the guy that showed up at your regular work in basketball shorts his first day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flip-flops on too or something.
Yeah. He had just a normal. Yeah. I just hired him and he just had like a t-shirt, some basketball shorts on. And I don't know if he had flip-flops. It didn't matter. Yeah. It's radio. There's a casualness to radio, but I was like, you haven't earned.
Not that casual.
Yeah, your first day is not the day that you come in all casual, but you already came in an interview with jeans and a shirt. Like, this is bad enough.
The first time I went to your work, I was wearing a goofy shirt and some guy there was giving me crap about it. So I was like, yeah, okay. Yeah. Apparently I need to come in here with a collared shirt on from now on.
Well, I think you were wearing your Tomlin Jesus shirt though.
I was. Yeah, I was.
To be fair, it was like, it wasn't just like some normal shirt, just like sitting out there. It was the Tomlin Jesus.
I didn't think about it. Well, I don't normally, you know, go into office buildings, so I just wasn't even thinking about it. It's just like, okay, going to lunch, throw the shirt on, you know. And I thought you were going to meet me downstairs anyway, and you're like, yeah, come on up. And I was like, all right, I know this shirt's going to offend someone, and it did, so that was good.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least you accomplished. By the way, on the episode today, we're going to be talking about we're going to be finishing up actually the NFL draft grade series we did. If you've missed any of it, we've done all of the AFC and then we did an NFC East throughout the week. So on this feed, you don't really know different if you only listen to this show via podcast. It just shows pop up every day and you've been following along. If not, if you listen on the radio, or whatever, we are going to finish up the NFC in this show, but all of the AFC and the NFC East is throughout the rest of the week that you guys can go and check out. So we're going to be doing that in this show. We've got Casey Bubba up. We've obviously got to talk about a little bit of the latest news that's poking around. There's a little bit of baseball poking. There was a big football poke. But I will tell you, I just want to point this out. One thing we have made a little bit of an adjustment on the baseball podcast is we have decided to go with Mock Draft May.
And Mock Draft May.
That's starting this week. And every single Wednesday episode, the Wednesday, Thursday, whatever day we get it out, that is going to be a mock draft. And the reason that we're doing it, and I know it seems just weird right now because we don't have any definitives, is we just want to get ahead of it. We want to start getting at it. And it's going to be a look at what a 100-game, this is the most likely scenario. And if something else comes up, we'll adjust. But we are doing mock drafts under a presumed 100-game season. And we're going to be doing it with listeners on our Patreon. So if you guys aren't already, come and join up with our Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army. If you sign up as a lieutenant or above this month, we'll guarantee to throw you in one of these mock drafts. And you get to, you know, we'll be cursing when you snipe us and we'll be talking about the teams and stuff like that. And you can draft with the ITL members. But we did a little surprise mock draft because everyone was expecting it next week. And we dropped an uncensored mock draft with our buddy John, who is MLB Moving Averages, AVG, on Twitter. Very, very smart dude. You know, just somebody that you need to be following if you're not already. He joined us on the show. He mocked with us and listeners. We did it off of a presumed 100-game season. And we have gotten so much response from this episode. And I feel like we just started a new podcast because everybody has been so quiet with the amount of you almost heard it. I went the amount of stuff we have been churning out over the last 6 weeks, 8 weeks, when all this stuff has been going on. Not that there's no ungratefulness, but like it's been minimal. You know, we've heard some decent stuff. We had, you know, Rob Silver attacking Ariel Cohen got some good juice, and we had Spore on and stuff for my birthday. So we've had some stuff, but it's gotten quiet. Interaction has gotten quiet. And so we did this mock draft. We needed to get it out that day, which was Wednesday. These mock drafts take forever to edit. I used to edit them. Bogman edits them now. They take hours upon hours upon hours. So we're both just like, how are we going to do this? And I said, let's slap a little not safe for work on the front. Let's just do an, we do it uncensored on our Patreon sometimes. Let's just do a stupid uncensored one. And Bogman couldn't have said yes faster. It was his greatest thing. He's like, yes, let's do it. The amount of people that keep commenting and emailing us and stuff. I just did a break, a little card break on our YouTube randomly. I had a couple things from my birthday that were sent, hadn't opened them. I'm like, I'll jump on. We have a little tab on our YouTube channel called Break This League, which is a very creative, fun name, by the way. So thank you. And I do very little because I'm not a huge, I don't spend the money that anybody else does with this type of stuff. So it's very minimal when I do this. So I was like, oh, I'll break them on. And I'm doing a video and I'm talking to people out of nowhere. Someone I didn't even like know was in the room. He's like, oh my God, I just listened to that mock draft. It was the exact thing I needed. All the F-bombs, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, cool. Everybody is coming out of the woodworks to love it. And I'm a little bit shocked. I mean, people just want to hear F's and B's and S's and the D's with the F's. And they just want to hear
it. People are having their anger levels rise. So, you know, the longer people are having to stay at home, the more aggravated people are getting. So it could be one of those things where, you know, we let everybody out. Yeah, maybe there's a couple of fist fights the first couple days. And then after that, everyone's nice and calm, or it's at least back to normal and all that stuff. But I feel like we're helping people let out their pent-up aggression, right? We're helping all of society.
I guess they needed it. So I mean, unfortunately, I don't think we're not going to be going uncensored for mock draft May. That's not the plan, but we might at least have to, I don't know, maybe we'll throw one out there, maybe we'll do one over on the Patreon. But if you guys want to kind of get your brains wrapped around what a baseball season could look like upcoming, hey man, we got a smart dude in the industry draft with us. We just locked one down. We're going to do more every week in May, so you guys can follow along. And hopefully we get the same response. It's unbelievable the amount of people that were excited. But when we come back, we're going to talk about the big news. Big release happened in the NFL on Thursday, which was actually a little bit of a shock. Not that he's going to a new team, but that they just straight out released him. And then we're going to finish up with some draft grades. So don't go anywhere. More In This League right here on Sports Grid coming up.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
230-8145.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
In This League, friendos, right here on Sports Grid. It's going down, Bogman and myself. Got to talk about some NFL stuff, but if you guys want, you maybe want some dynasty ranks. Well, guess what? Update is on patreon.com/ITL Army or inthisleague.com. I really should just probably stick to inthisleague.com for people. If you go, I'll even do it right now. Here, look, I'm going to go inthisleague.com. Let's see where it takes me. It's thinking, patreon.com/ITL Army. That's so crazy that it goes right there. It goes right to the Patreon. And Bogman just posted brand new Dynasty Football ranks. You can also, you're going to see all the rookies in there, but he's got separate sheets as well if you wanted to see just how the rookies lay out. And then you can see how they lay out in the full spectrum. So you football guys want to get prepped. That's there. Baseball stuff is getting updated. I'm going heavy into the draft. And I highly suggest you go and listen to Prospect One, my prospect show, where I've got some killer giveaways happening in May, courtesy of a friend, Sid's Graphs, who has a great memorabilia site, who's given some stuff to listeners. And there is a Patreon-only giveaway if you like prospects and you like memorabilia. You're going to want to sign up. And there's also like a ton of other reasons and stuff to come and sign up, the stuff that we do. And it's a brand new month. So you can get a whole month in front of you. So go and sign up today. Go to inthisleague.com. We would deeply, deeply appreciate it. And I know Bogman's hard work would appreciate it too. We did get a little uptick, by the way, because of the baseball mocks and people asking for early football mocks, Boggs.
Ah, well, we can, set some of those up as well. I do have a request, though. From you, the Welsh. So you said it's going down, we're going down, and you have some of these phrases. The going down.
Yeah.
Well, the going down. Remember, turned into almost a meme because I moved Evan Ingram down on one of my ranks list one time, and you said Bogman's going down on Evan Ingram. You remember that one?
I do.
And then you were exposing yourself to things a lot. Last month. I love these sayings. They are the best. I'm just wondering, like, how many more can we come up with? I think the exposing myself was my favorite one, because you just had no, like, there was no wall about it. You're like, well, I'm exposing myself to some new things, you know? I love it. It's my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, so. No, I mean, it's a really good thing I don't air check myself, because I would probably just hate it and hate myself. And I've just devolved lately. I don't know what it is. Is it the more stuff we're doing? Is it kind of some of the chaos in the world, adjusting all the stuff?
I don't think
brain...
it's devolving at all. And I don't think, mic checking yourself would do anything about it. It's just... It's just the sayings that get stuck in your head for a while and then you stick with them. I'm telling you, like, the going, yeah, and sometimes you'll bring them back a little bit too. So the I'm going down on one pops up a lot, and then the expose myself has creeped up more than once. I'm sure I do them too. So,
I do them to a much larger degree.
Well, yeah, I think once you get stuck on a saying, you kind of say it a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Right. Sure.
Yeah.
Which everybody does. But I don't know. Like, I've got to have some of those in there as well. So if you guys hear us doing them, point them out to us at Bogman Sports, at Is It the Welsh on the Twitter, because I always think those are really fun.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I love saying things wrong all the time, especially being ridiculous, about, hey, we're going to go down on this guy real quick. Let's
shut
do that.
Up.
So
I would say, oh, you know what? Just tell me about it then, Bogman Sports. Don't tell the Welsh.
No, I like it. I think it's fun. As long as people aren't mean, you know.
Right. Well, mean. Yeah. If you're a dick, then, you know, don't say anything. But if it's funny, then let me know about it, and I'll let the Welsh know about it to see how
it'd
feels.
It'd be funny if people started clipping clips, you know, taking the file and pulling a clip and then sending it to us. Do you remember the one time, one of the favorite things that ever happened? Well, I think it was Spore that did it, actually, our buddy Paul Spore.
Oh, yeah.
Where he sent us a clip of us talking at half speed, and it was the Ronald Acuna thing. I think it was one of the funniest things we've ever heard in our entire life, and our boy Spore did it. I wish more listeners would send in funny audio. You could send in a funny thing we said, and we could make it part of the clips. We could do that.
It's playing with fire a little bit right there, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe a little bit, but it would be helpful because then I can incorporate them into different rejoins and opens and stuff like that if we had some fun clips. The Red Rocket is a Bengal no more. You were sleeping in just a tiny bit on Thursday, and you woke up to the late news. You were trying to break our old news in our football groupmate room, where Bogman's like, "Hey, Andy Dalton got released," and everyone's like, "Yeah, it happened at like 8 a.m." So,
I was definitely late to the gun. That, like, it had happened so long ago that many other things have been discussed in the football room.
Yeah.
So I was like, "Oh, I don't see it on there, so maybe everybody doesn't know." And then I was like, oh, guess
whoops.
I missed it earlier.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Whoops. Only the biggest news would have been at the top. I always see if there's huge news and it's not the top thing talked about in our ITL football room, it has been talked about because they would have seen it. But the Bengals, you don't want to make a big deal about nothing. It's not a surprise that Andy Dalton is no longer a Bengal. For me, I didn't quite see the Bengals outright releasing him. I thought there would have been a trade earlier. And when he wasn't traded, I think you, myself, and even Pisapia had been talking about, like, all right, well, you know, maybe Andy Dalton's going to stick around for a little bit and he's going to groom Burrow a tiny bit. But I thought Burrow still had the chance to be the guy day one, and maybe this would happen closer to camp. But nah, man, Bengals on Thursday officially released Andy Dalton. He's going to be a free agent here. I think it's immediate. I don't know if he has to pass through anything, but Andy Dalton no longer a Bengal. It is the Burrow era.
Yeah, and you know, there were a couple things. I think they held on to Dalton, you know, till this spot to wait until after the draft to see if they could trade him. Obviously, no trade partners in. I mean, Cam Newton's still a free agent right now, too.
And why? Why
no one's signing quarterbacks. So they're not giving assets for them.
I guess with Cam and with Cam still out there, it made it impossible.
Right.
There's only one.
He didn't sign. So maybe if Cam had signed also, they would have held on Dalton just to see. And I personally, the Welsh, thought they were going to keep Dalton on the squad because of coronavirus and maybe a little bit of a lessening of camp time and preseason and all that stuff leading up to the season might mean, I mean, you know, if this was a normal season, we'd know Joe Burrow 100% is the starter under center day one. Now we do because they cut Andy Dalton, but I thought they were going to stick with Andy Dalton maybe because of that scenario.
You know, what's really interesting, I'm looking, this is via a tweet from Mike Silver on Twitter on April 18th in a Roto World report. So here's literally two stacked Roto World reports from April 18th. It says that Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton said that there's even a scenario where I go back to Cincinnati. Previously, I'm reading it. Previously, Bengals coach Zach Taylor said the team is, quote, keeping all option on the table as it pertains to Dalton's future, while NFL Network's Ian Rapoport reported that the Bengals are open to keeping their longtime quarterback. Of course, everyone, you know, this is prior to the draft, blah, blah, blah. Then the next is Bengals have released Andy Dalton since he would have taken a $17.7 million hit. Roto World's writing is really off right now. Like, it just doesn't make
probably
sense.
Probably someone that just woke up me.
It's like an abbreviated, since he would have taken on $17.7 million by keeping Dalton in 2020. And I'm trying to see if there's any cap hit stuff. There's not, but it's just a surprising move from the conversation.
It's like a foreigner wrote it. Did a foreigner write it? Do you think?
I think I'm just extra stupid. I think just how it was written, just it didn't compute.
I doubt that very much. I mean, there are some times where, you know, you see some of those blurbs on whatever site, not just Roto World. You're like, someone did not edit this at all. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, where's the editor? Don't know. But Andy Dalton now a free agent, so it immediately sparks up a couple things here. And it's a good point, as I was thinking, like, why the hell couldn't you trade Andy Dalton? I still think he's a quarterback that that a team could rally around, but great. Cam Newton has still been out there.
$17.7 million. I mean, I don't know what the cap hit would have been on, you know, if they traded him or whatever, but that's a lot of money to trade for.
Yeah, it is. And obviously, you know, whatever teams out there just felt, because the market's so minimal, that they would just take the risk that the Bengals want to hold on to him because Cam Newton's out there as well. So, you know, it's a gamble that they can play, but this is something I find really interesting. Let's start here because obviously what we need to talk about and speculate where Andy Dalton can be as a quarterback. Well, there's an obvious one we'll get to, but the first one that came up is very contradictory to this Cam Newton conversation we have because NFL Network Steve Wyche is reporting that the Jaguars have legitimate interest in free agent Andy Dalton. Dalton, apparently, this is a little bit further on Roto World, had requested the release from the Bengals. So maybe he's had conversations with teams and maybe that's why. And by the way, we fully acknowledge as we're recording this is on Thursday, he could be signed by the time you're listening to this. It's very, very likely. So just bear with us here for a minute. But I get the connection in Jacksonville makes sense as Dalton's former coach Jay Gruden is the OC there. But Jacksonville pooed all over the Cam Newton. Like Fournette speaks up like, hey, man, we got to get Cam in here. And then all of a sudden there were like Fournette trade rumor talks and they've seemed like right. They've crapped on this idea just from day one. And then all of a sudden Andy Dalton's available and they're like, well, I mean, the Red Rocket's out there with the Red Rocket. We got to consider.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's the Red Rifle, right? Not the Red Rocket.
No, I don't know.
You know what Red Rocket is, right?
No, why isn't he the Red Rocket?
Okay. Well,
well
I
it's
can't
the
explain.
Dog. I know it's the dog.
Yeah.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what Red Rocket is. That's why it's Red Rifle.
Let me counter here for a Bogman. I think the Red Rocket still works. I think it's still appropriate.
Yeah, I mean, his recent play, you definitely resembles a Red Rocket.
I'm really glad
than
you
Red
didn't
Rifle.
Fix it immediately when I started saying the Red Rocket.
Well, you know, you said it like once or twice. I was like, all right, we're just going to let that slide.
He won't keep saying it.
He's not going to keep saying no Red reason. Rocket. I know that. So if I know one thing, I know he's not going to keep calling Andy Dalton the Red Rocket. I know that. Right. And then you did, but
Red
whatever.
Rifle.
It's fine.
Now,
Red
I
Rifle.
Think,
right.
I think he's closer to a Red Rocket at this point.
Me too. I agree.
This and, Jaguars interest, it just doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense. Of
well,
the,
well he, here's how I'll break it down, in my opinion. You know, I think bringing Cam Newton in means that you're signing him to a long-term deal, and that means you're not going to be on the market for a quarterback next season.
But
so
that's not true. Is Cam only going to sign on a long-term deal? I don't agree with that. He can
well, maybe
easily...
that's why he's not signed yet, though. And also, maybe, you know, this is the Jaguars' plan the whole time. They don't want to bring in Newton, have everyone get used to him, and then cut him the next year for an incoming rookie. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, with Andy Dalton, you know he's not the long-term answer. Cam Newton could be the long-term answer. So you bring in Andy Dalton and you let him play this year, and then you know he's going away. I don't think that the win total for the Jaguars is going to skyrocket if they bring in Andy Dalton. Is he better than Gardner Minshew? Probably.
Well, and Jay Gruden, if he's the new OC, Dalton knows his offense, so it's something that they can step in and immediately have impact.
Right, right, exactly. So I think it's a good deal because it's kind of a you know, Andy Dalton can prove it to the rest of the NFL. If they win 7-8 games with him under center, he's still a viable option as far as quarterback goes. If they win 4 with him, which is probably about what they're expected to win with Gardner Minshew, then, you know, he's probably cooked. The over on the Jaguars, and I don't know if we went over this the other day, but it's 5.
Yeah.
So
well, Andy would help that. Okay, but then here's the second one, though, where it's the chess versus checkers argument. The New England Patriots, they did not by design, according to Bill Belichick, not draft a quarterback. They probably had some discussions behind the scenes with the Bengals, but why would they need to make any move, especially if Andy Dalton becomes a free agent? You got to imagine Dalton would have interest in playing with Bill Belichick. And, you know, they're not the same team by any means, but they do still have Julian Edelman, and they've got Harry, who looks like he's going to probably be asked to step up this year. They got a stable of running back. So, I mean, they still have they are the Patriots still at this point. You would think that this seems like the type of quarterback that Bill Belichick, I mean, I still think they should invest in Cam Newton, but Andy Dalton being on the market, this seems like the type of move that Belichick would potentially want to make.
Who are the Patriots? You remember that? Metal Gear?
No.
No?
That was Snake?
Yeah, that was Snake. That was one of the code words of like the very first missions you did. Yeah, who are the Patriots?
It's the only thing that like nobody knows Metal Gear like you. Like I wish people did. I wish people knew the references. I don't know.
Blaze plays more than me. He's got a Metal Gear tattoo, so he's more
God,
he's more
serious?
Insane than me. Yeah, that's why I said it. I'm like I know there are people that are more crazy about it to me. People
don't...
might remember it too because it's like the first level, and every time you die, you have to go back to the beginning and hear the thing again. And
I don't think
that.
Anyone under 25 knows Metal Gear. When was the last time Metal Gear came out with a game?
I don't know. You know, I think it was one of them on. I can't remember. I think PS3 was the last one. I don't think there's been a PS4.
The
one.
Last game was. This can't be true.
I know there was one for a handheld thing.
I'm looking here. Okay, here you go. I got them.
What
I got
was
them.
The PlayStation handheld thing called? Was PS1 or whatever?
No. I had it, actually.
Yeah, what was it called?
The PS who gives a crap. The PS nobody played it and no one ever picks
Red
it
Rocket.
Up. And,
PS
yeah.
Red Rocket.
The Red, right. It's the Red Rocket. So in 2018, real quick, so now we're at Metal Gear, there was Metal Gear Survive. It was a action survival game. But I don't know where the hell and what system it was on. It doesn't even say. Oh, it was on PlayStation 4, Xbox One. I don't even know about that, Bogman. So you could get that. Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom, was in 2015. I think that was the big one because it was on all of the Xbox and PlayStation 3 and 4 and Windows. And then Metal Gear Ground Zero was 2004. That's also Metal Gear Solid 5, maybe. And then Revenant. Revenant.
And Leo DiCaprio.
Leo DiCaprio played him. This is the point. Nobody cared about Metal Gear Solid since, like...
Yeah, we'll have to finish up Andy Dalton after the break.
Sorry, Metal Gear Snake. Red Rocket. Red Rocket.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
In this league, we're back. It's Bogman Welsh. Find us on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh, at Bogman Sports. Find Metal Gear Online in 2008, Bogman. They had an online PS3 version. I don't remember any of these games. We were talking about Andy Dalton, the Red Rocket, if you will. And we got onto Metal Gear. I guess Metal Gear Solid has been putting out games for a while, but I don't really recall any of them being relevant. The last one, that one that you and I played, which was, what the hell was that one? What, remember the one that we stayed up?
No, that wasn't Snake Eater.
Sons of Liberty, maybe?
Yeah. Was it the one with Raiden?
I think it was Sons of Liberty. That was Metal Gear Solid 2. Yep. That sounds like the one where we played it for like 12 hours and then it was 4 in the morning and then the game started wigging out if you played for too long, like purposefully, like the programmers did something in it where you started having like a psychedelic trip.
They started putting like weird ghosts in it and stuff.
Well, they even like cut away from the game to show like weird. It was one of the weirdest things we've ever experienced.
I wasn't there when you did that. That was with your old roommate. So saw that. Yeah. I never saw that stuff because I didn't play it for. But I mean, you would also like put it on pause and go eat dinner or whatever.
Yeah, but we had been playing it since like 9 p.m. and it was like 5 a.m. And I'm telling you, dude, it was doing crazy stuff. Like not like, hey, this game is malfunctioning. Like the programmers purposely did this, whether it was cued to how many hours you played or the time of day. It was one of the weirdest things. But like Metal Gear hasn't been like a relevant game since like 2002, let's call it 2003. So you've got like at least
so like 15... the last time the Bengals were relevant.
Yeah, exactly. And there's been too many good games, you know, SOCOM and Call of Duty and all those have just taken over. And there was all the, you know, Last of Us and all these other new games. Metal Gear is just in the distant past. So I say all of this to say that your references are going to be a little bit rougher with Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, it's just the Patriots thing. You hear the Patriots over and over and over. It makes me think of that scene because, you know, I replayed that level a million times.
I feel like you need to pull that clip. You need to find a clip of that. And
who
play
are
it.
The Patriots? Lolly Lou Lalo is the answer.
I remember Lolly Lou Lalo.
Yeah. That's the answer to the question. Who are the Patriots?
Oh,
so, okay. But anyway, Andy Dalton. Yes. Yeah. Andy Dalton, two Lolly Lou Lalos in New England, I think is a great idea. And, you know, he's already been working out with some of their receivers as well. So I think he's working out with Mosa New for a little bit. Started his career on the Bengals.
And Sanu is like such a, I don't know, dude.
And they traded a big piece for him last year. They traded like a second or third, I can't remember what it was, to get Sanu last year. And he wasn't that good. So I think bringing in a guy that, you know, he has chemistry with would already probably work out well for them, right?
Yeah, and Sanu is such a good possession receiver, as is Edelman, and then you get Harry to, you know, just be able to, you know, explode deep and do something.
Yeah.
Like,
there's still that meme with the stick. Come on, do something.
Do something, Nikhil. Do something. They've still got weapons. As weird and as goofy as this roster looks, Andy Dalton, I don't know, he makes the entire roster more tolerable. So it's, do you go back to a coach that you know and an offense that you know and a subish par team, or do you go to, I mean, there's going to be eyes on you, but you know, if you can succeed in New England, you're going to get a contract back with the Patriots, or you're going to get a contract somewhere else. Like, I think your viability of getting a longer term contract is there with the Patriots. It's not there with the Jaguars.
Yeah. I think going to the Pats, and it makes sense, and it makes Bill Belichick look like an even bigger genius than he actually is, because he didn't know they were going to trip into, you know, Andy Dalton getting cut and all that stuff. I mean, maybe they knew there weren't many buyers out there, so they weren't going to trade even a late round pick to get him, because they didn't, probably mainly because they didn't want that contract on their roster. But I think Dalton makes the Patriots better. Would you say that if they sign Andy Dalton, that the Patriots are so much better off with Andy Dalton than Jared Stidham? Not that Andy Dalton is a great quarterback. He's just way, way more experienced than Jared Stidham.
Yeah, I think it's the difference between the Patriots being able to...
But do you think they win the division, or would you still go with Buffalo? Because I think I'm going with Buffalo.
Okay, so I'm not sure I have the answer for that, but I can tell you where I was going to go, and you kind of hit the important point, is I think they have an opportunity to win this division, and they have an opportunity to win more games under Andy Dalton than they do remotely close with Stidham. I just think Andy Dalton is much more efficient quarterback. And I mean,
still the favorites to win the division right now.
What is their,
they're +115. This is just to win the division. Win total is 9. So is Buffalo, but they're +115 to win the division, +160 for the Bills, +700 for the Dolphins, and +700 for the Jets. I forgot I did that show with the AFC East with Bubba, so you weren't here for that.
I mean, dude, like, you're going to be pounding that under with Stidham at the quarterback. I don't like it because it's a perfect line at 9, but you could feel better about taking the over if Dalton's our quarterback, right?
You could. I think I would still take the under, even with Dalton, though. Really? 9 wins with Dalton. And I don't know if the tools in New England are even as good as what he had in Cincinnati. I mean, think of that surrounding cast. Would you rather have Joe Mixon, you know, obviously no Green last year, but Green and Boyd and Ross, he's been the quarterback when they've had all those guys, versus, you know, James White and Julian Edelman, N'Keal Harry, and Mohamed Sanu. And they don't really even have a good tight end, Matt Lacoste, right now. So I don't know how much better he's going to make the Patriots. Maybe it's just more about being efficient because the defense is still pretty solid in New England, or getting better at least. Last year it was a little lax, but I don't know. I don't know if I give them 9 wins with Andy Dalton. I just think this is a completely different monster when you have, you know, a 6-time Super Bowl champion and Tom Brady back there.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that. It's just the market is definitely... it's simmering down. I just noticed this note. I hadn't seen this before, but I had seen speculation. You know, I had been speculating with Cam Newton forever, really just not being able to figure out what other spot you go. So Denver made the most sense to me, but they really do seem committed to Drew Locke. On Friday, on Thursday, Redskins coach Ron Rivera said that adding Cam Newton, quote, depends on the circumstances. He said and stated, quote, I think with Cam, and I have thought about it, I mean, it's something that's run through my mind, and it's about the situation and circumstance. I'm not sure I would do it. I'm not sure if I wouldn't do it. And, you know, they had passed.
He's got to get a long look at Haskins. That's what that sounds like to me. And they're not going to have mini camp. So that would, you know, if that's a possibility of Cam Newton to Washington, I think they would have to. That would probably be during the preseason, right?
Well, here's what he says, too. He says, you know, the thing about Cam really is a situation. We're in a situation where we've got 2 really young quarterbacks, one that's been with us, been in the system, understands how we want things done, and the other one is a guy who was taken last year in the first round and shows us promise. Ultimately, it's going to be, and then they say ultimately it's going to be hard for him to find a team. So that was into his quote. So just as you keep kind of like bringing out the ideas and the possibilities of, you know, the last 2 big quarterbacks now that Winston is signed with the Saints, I think you have to attach Cam with Dalton a little bit because Newton, I want him to go to Denver. It doesn't look like it's happening. Ron Rivera even throwing out the possibility of him being with the Redskins because there's a familiarity. But I don't think he did. I mean, I think, you know, this blurb is up there. It sounded much more like, nah, we've thought about it. Like, it feels like he had gone through the motions.
Yeah, we don't get to hear his tone. You're right.
Yeah, like he's gone through the motions and he talks about having two young quarterbacks and it kind of seems like he's kind of watered down that idea. If Jacksonville is putting out the flyer on Andy Dalton, what happens if Dalton signs with New England? Is Cam, would Jacksonville then turn to Cam Newton if they're not sold? They obviously are not sold on Minshew if they're looking at Dalton, unless they feel Dalton is just, you know, makes this team worlds better over Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, I think I got a little lost in there, but you're right. I mean, I think pretty much anybody makes a team better than Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew is not a good quarterback. So you bring in Dalton, the guy with experience. I just don't know, man. Like, Andy Dalton has never won anything, and he's had chances. That's why the Bengals are going with Joe Burrow. If they thought that Dalton was even okay, they probably would have, you know, stuck with him. But he was replaced by A.J. McCarron a couple years back because he wasn't getting the job done. They still haven't won a playoff game with him or Carson Palmer. And I think you would agree. We both think Andy Dalton is pretty good, but I think Andy Dalton is like the line of starting quarterbacks in the NFL. He is good enough to get you to the playoffs, but he will not win a game.
He's the epitome of the type of quarterback you want that you need to manage your team. You know, it's like he's a clone of Alex Smith. You know, like Alex Smith's, you know, just like
I don't even think he has Alex Smith's upside. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I mean, maybe now that Alex Smith's leg has been destroyed.
We were doing a show. I don't remember what show it was. This was like last week. I wish I could have pinpointed it. I'm going through Twitter. And somebody
did they show you a picture.
Dude,
of his leg
did you see the picture?
No, I didn't see the picture.
If you want, I'm not doing it. You could type in Alex Smith leg. There's a picture of someone said we never really knew how bad it was with Alex. They show a picture of him. His leg is covered in blood. It looks all jacked up. I was scrolling and someone posted it and it was on my timeline and
follow them.
I stopped. Everything stopped. You know how you just said, like, I got lost there for a minute. Like, my brain sometimes just rattles out a whole bunch of stuff. I saw that. All of my wiring got mixed up. I was in the middle of talking on whatever show we were doing, and I had to end my sentence and get back to, I think it might have been you and Joe or just maybe you, and I had to quickly end my sentence because I had to take care of the situation on Twitter and make it go away. It was the grossest thing I've seen in a long time. It looked like a war injury. It looked like he got hit by he walked on a mine.
A grenade or something.
Yeah, type it in.
I typed it in and it's not coming up in Google.
Twitter. Always Twitter.
I did see the other day the picture of him like with all the scars.
This is right after it happened.
All right.
This is his leg. He's got his leg up. It's covered in. I'm telling you, it looks
like. This is like when he got hurt.
I guess it looked like it was just, it was blood everywhere on a gross leg.
Okay.
I can't type
leg. Let's see. This is. Oh, yeah. I see it.
You see it?
Yeah.
The one?
Yeah. Looks like it should be cut off.
It's the grossest thing on the planet.
It's black at the top.
Oh, oh.
Like right below the knee, like maybe 4 inches below the knee.
Oh, stop.
It's black. It looks like there's maggots on it. It's disgusting, dude.
Oh, God. It's so gross.
Like someone did a Photoshop of it, and it was they just took a leg and then did like the colors, the different colors of what it is. Kind of looks like the Maryland flag here. So,
dude, I was like, saw that in the middle of us trying to talk into a podcast, and it was the most distracting thing that's ever happened. And I don't know how Alex Smith will ever do anything again. There's no way he plays football again.
I'm telling you right now, they would have cut our leg off. They wouldn't have put the work into us.
No, we would have been treated like like the chick in Tiger King. They'd be like, well, it'll be a lot of reconstructive surgery. Be like, let's take it. What they would have done. There's no way.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Like, you know, I think a lot of people think Alex Smith is going to be a good head coach in the NFL, and I buy into that. I'm in on that for sure. There's no way he can play again. I would assume that with this, he just wants one more snap. right?
I guess.
Because you don't want to play on that. That's disgusting.
I just like, you know, these guys are definitely built different because stuff like that, the Joe Theismann,
Well, Theismann was done.
Yeah, well, yeah, he was done. Who is the basketball player? I always forget him, the Kansas guy.
Oh, Kevin Ware.
Yeah, any of these guys that ever attempted to come back, I think Bryant Young might have played after his disgusting leg one. Like, I would never do anything again. I would self-quarantine. Why would you ever go out? I would never play that sport again. Be like, oh, I'm all set. Like, nope. No,
all set.
I would never like you. That would be traumatic to me. I'm telling you, I've told the story about,
yeah, dude, it's terrible.
On Christmas, when my daughter fell on her scooter, I didn't have shoes on, her metal scooter, and the metal part went on my toe and she fell on it and it crushed my toe and broke it. I still have like,
yeah, you're a big crybaby about that. Imagine this happened.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I still think about that thing. If I had that leg issue, no way. I would be like, it would be like war. I'd wake up like I'd have to go to, like, you know, the local vet, the veteran, what's the place? The Legion, you know, the veterans hospital. I'd have to have like PTSD, like therapy going on. I'd like wake up in the middle of the night. I'd be like, no, don't take it. I would think about it all the time.
Yeah.
What is that place called? That's what I couldn't think. The
VA.
Not the VA, but you know, the place, like the local Legion, you know, where like the vets all hang out.
No.
Every town has one of those. You know what I'm talking about?
Come I mean, the Kiwanis Club. I don't know what they are. I have no idea. Are you kidding me?
Well, I can't. This is frustrating to have you as my co-host that I can't give you. Why can't I give you my jumbled thought processes and you give me what it really is? You give me the reality.
I mean, a lot of the time I can, though. I mean, that is something that happens with us where I can sometimes rattle off your thought process.
And you're not doing it very well.
Well, yeah, this one, I got no clue what you're talking about right now. I just have no idea. You know, yeah, you know, the lodge where they all go to play cards. I'm like, what?
That's
where?
Like exactly what it is. They like go and they play cards and stuff. And I imagine if it's in a movie, like if you were to walk in, everyone would stop what they're doing and they'd come and stare at you and you'd be like, oh, this is a little dicey place. Shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be in here. But yeah, Alex Smith will never play again off of that leg. It's the grossest thing ever. Andy Dalton, he is the... he is kind of the mold. He is an Alex Smith mold of a quarterback that, yeah, he's not going to do amazing things. He's not going to make the most amazing throws, but he understands the game. He's going to do you just right if you've got the right weapons around. And I think that's what New England needs. You know, I don't think they need it. I mean, they probably could use a Cam Newton, but I don't think Belichick's structure works for a guy like a Cam Newton. They need someone that can get the job done. Andy Dalton fits there perfectly. And I don't know if Cam Newton fits anywhere at this point.
Now, I don't think he does right now. So maybe by camp, maybe someone will get hurt.
Maybe. You know. Yeah, I don't know. All right. That is the end of the hour. When we come back, we are going to get into the NFL draft grades for the rest of the NFC. We're going to finish that whole bad boy up. So don't you go anywhere. We'll be back.
Stay.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.